OpenAI rolls out trusted contact in ChatGPT. Every intervention by a trusted contact feeds OpenAI a contextual refusal label that laboratories cannot synthesize at scale. The feature turns oversight into preference data collection that competitors gather only through expensive contractors. Those signals compound across millions of family accounts and sharpen the model's ability to separate real distress from hypothetical queries without over-refusing. Within 12 months, this pressures Anthropic to launch an equivalent feature or accept slower iteration on consumer workloads. EU agrees to dilute and delay AI rules. Countries just kicked enforcement to late 2027, yet the real outcome is that European startups must now fine-tune American models rather than train sovereign ones. The extension gives Washington labs time to lock enterprise workflows behind their APIs first. Compliance costs for high-risk systems will hit after market share is already decided. This forces local players to embed US APIs deeply into their stacks or risk being outrun on capability before rules even apply. Google tests Remy autonomous agent in Gemini. Remy learns preferences by observing actual app interactions instead of waiting for explicit instructions. That observation data builds a behavior graph no prompt engineer can match after the fact. Once it starts handling cross-app tasks like bookings or scheduling, Google captures every API call that third-party services expose. This forces OpenAI and Anthropic to either replicate the same multi-app orchestration layer inside their agents or watch daily active workflows migrate to Gemini by early 2026. Meta develops advanced agentic AI assistant. The shopping features inside Instagram turn every agent conversation into a direct checkout path that bypasses traditional web funnels entirely. Muse Spark reuses existing recommendation weights to drive those autonomous decisions without fresh training runs, keeping compute costs low. Expect this to accelerate Meta's ad attribution advantage as agent actions become the new clickstream. This pushes Shopify to either integrate Meta's agent stack or watch its merchant tools lose relevance for younger buyers who never leave the app. Coder launches self-hosted model-agnostic agents. Teams can now route developer tasks across any model while keeping every line of code inside their own VPCs. The beta ships with orchestration that swaps providers on the fly based on task type and keeps latency under 2 seconds on local clusters. Mid-market software groups testing this setup report cutting inference spend by a third without sacrificing accuracy. GitHub must expose similar self-hosted routing in Copilot or lose enterprise deals to data residency demands. 11 Labs hits $500 million ARR milestone. Voice models just became the highest margin product line in generative AI. The milestone reveals that synthetic speech now handles more than half of all new customer service deployments. Latency improvements in the latest release make real-time conversation viable for the first time. Existing audio platforms must either embed similar generation or watch their per-minute margins get undercut by half as clients demand natural voices at scale. Procurement teams are already rewriting RFPs around voice quality scores instead of price per minute. OpenAI launches voice API for developers. Real-time voice just became another API call, yet the per-minute pricing still assumes text-level inference costs that won't hold once usage scales. Early testers report sub-second latency even on complex multi-turn dialogues. The real constraint surfaces when these calls run inside existing enterprise SLAs that penalize any jitter. Expect rate card revisions by summer. DeepGram and Assembly AI must either match the latency at comparable rates or accept they lose the developer mindshare they built on audio-only pipelines. SAP acquires Prior Labs for 1.18B AI Lab. Frontier model development just moved inside the largest ERP vendor's budget cycle. The lab will prioritize fine-tuning on supply chain and finance workflows, where proprietary data already lives in their systems. Integration timelines point to general availability inside S4HANA by late next year. Competitors like Salesforce now face bundled AI that ships with the core license at no extra per-user cost. This forces Salesforce to either slash Einstein fees or accelerate its own model partnerships before the next fiscal year. OpenAI and Oracle sign $100 billion supercluster deal. Oracle just secured routing control over OpenAI's largest inference pool for the next 18 months. Training jobs stay on Microsoft, but inference traffic splits permanently. That creates a direct margin squeeze on Azure's AI services because it can no longer bundle every token through its own fabric. The first sign appears in enterprise renewal negotiations, where customers start demanding multi-cloud credits to avoid lock-in. NVIDIA watches closely, since Oracle's cluster design favors AMD accelerators in the initial phase. DeepMind scales Alpha Evolve for protein folding. Alpha Evolve's quantum integration cuts simulation times for molecular interactions from weeks to hours. Drug developers gain the ability to test variant stability in-house rather than waiting on external supercomputers. That compresses early discovery from 18 months to under 9 for many protein targets. Illumina now has to embed comparable folding APIs into its sequencing platforms or risk losing workflow lock-in as labs migrate analysis upstream. Smaller biotechs without quantum access fall further behind on competitive timelines. Apple R&D spending tops 10% of revenue. Services revenue growth must accelerate to offset the new R&D load, or hardware margins erode within two cycles. On-device models push more processing into custom silicon, which raises component costs faster than average selling prices can climb across every iPhone tier. TSMC faces allocation pressure because Apple will claim additional leading-edge wafers to meet iPhone AI volume targets next year. Qualcomm sees an opening to pitch hybrid cloud on-device solutions to Android OEMs during the resulting capacity crunch. AMD integrates AI into space computing systems. Radiation-hardened AI accelerators change satellite economics once models run inference without ground links. Real-time object detection on orbit slashes required downlink bandwidth by up to 80% for Earth observation missions. SpaceX must now accelerate its own onboard inference hardware or accept higher latency on Starlink-enabled defense contracts. NVIDIA faces a forced choice between licensing its architecture into rad-hard processes or ceding the entire segment to AMD and its aerospace partners within 2 years.